The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. On this MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading CEOs, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic real estate sector. Joining me on the show this week is Jason McCormick, CEO of JSE-listed Exemplar Retail. You heard correct, it's retail. It's a play of sorts on the RIT acronym, which stands for Real Estate Investment Trust, and the retail sector. As the company is a counter that's listed on the JSE, but invests in the township and retail property space. Welcome to the Property Pod, Jason. We've not spoken in a while. In fact, the last time you were on the pod was back in June 2022.
Oh, is that how long ago it was? Well, thanks. Nice to be back with you, Suren. Thanks for having us.
Jason, I saw something that piqued my interest on SENS last week. Re2 announcements in one SENS update about recent acquisitions. I know you've continued your developments in different parts of the country, but the SENS that I'm referring to talked about acquisitions in the Free State and another in Mpumalanga. Now, it was interesting to me because we don't often cover the Free State and Mpumalanga, so it was good to see those deals. But together, it's valued, I see, at around 350, 360 million. It might not sound huge, but it sounds like quite a strategic acquisition. Can you share a little bit more on that?
Well, yeah, 100%. So the two assets are an indivisible transaction that the seller is looking to offload one in its entirety and is looking to offload 50% of the one in the Free State. So effectively, it's 1.5 shopping centers that we have, still subject to due diligence, but we have signed all the agreements that are only subject to due diligence. And because of the size of the acquisition, we were required to put out the notification on the SENS. Yeah, it's actually one of five acquisitions that we're in the process of doing. It just happens to be that those two are of a scale that required it cumulatively to go out on SENS. In terms of strategic in that we don't have any exposure to the Orange Free State, or the Free State rather, these days. So that would give us our first toehold kind of in the Free State, for the Free State, Northern Cape, and the Northwest are the only three provinces that Exemplar doesn't have assets in. And there are other assets that we are currently looking at in the Free State. So if this deal does go through, then that would give us, in terms of regional exposure from our management standpoint, the ability to start building a region within the Free State. I like to have assets that are regionally kind of aligned, so that we've got scale economies in particular areas from an ongoing facilities and asset management standpoint. But, you know, certainly, you know, just in terms of strategy beyond that, the Mpumalanga development fits very nicely into our Mpumalanga portfolio. We've got a number of assets within that region and a number of developments that are planned in our pipeline for that region. So, you know, from our side, we believe that there is some uplift through the application of our management expertise on the assets that will get further uplift beyond just what the kind of ticket price is for the two assets.
Jason, I see it's from Masingita. Masingita, the company that's run by an entrepreneurial business person himself. So will they still own the other 50% of the Free State Mall? And how did this deal come about? Do you have a relationship with them?
Yes, 100%. Between Mr. Nkuna and my old man, you know, they go back into the early 80s, developing township and rural retail together. So we know them very well. And, you know, I think the road is long, and to partner with other established names in the market is not something that we've historically done, but something that we've been looking to do more as we go forward. And so, yeah, I think there could be other deals potentially, developments that may be in the future between ourselves. But in terms of this particular deal, the deal was structured such that they were selling 50% of Boitumelo, which is, you know, it had some issues, and they're just looking for some additional people to come and put some equity and expertise into it. And as a kind of a sweetener to that deal is they offered the Stimela Mall in Barberton as part of the deal.
Mm. Okay, interesting that. Now, you talked about Free State, so it's your first entry there. You kind of hinted that possibly looking. Is there that market, that township and rural market in the Free State broadly, because it's quite a rural province, but it somehow gets lost in South Africa. It doesn't get as much exposure smack bang in the middle of South Africa.
Listen, I think in reality there's good reason for it. I think that the economic drivers that the Free State once had, in terms of any of the gold that was out that towards that way, has kind of tapped off a bit, and it's really still like an agrarian economy. So you're certainly not seeing the kind of growth rates, population or economic, that you're seeing in Gauteng or around the big metros. But there are little pockets of where our particular brand of retail has its place, has its niche. And so, you know, for us, we're not all about doing the big flashy billion rand malls all the time. It's where there's a need. We can satisfy those needs by serving communities that need our particular brand of kind of value retail. And I think the Free State, very much like the Eastern Cape, fits that bill quite nicely. As I say, it's not every township that would be attractive to us, but for us to cherry pick, some of the lowest hanging fruit, you know, we're always on the lookout for opportunities. You know, we come from a very entrepreneurial background, and so when we do see opportunities out there in the market, it's something that we're able to analyze and to look at the kind of value that we think we can add on top of the asset once we've taken control of it, and if there's enough kind of cream in that, then we can go ahead with it. As I said, these are two of five acquisitions that we're currently running at the moment, and in each one of them, they're all accretive from the get-go. Once we've applied our management expertise on top of that, we expect to squeeze a bit more sweat out of these assets through applying our kind of entrepreneurial skills, asset management and facilities management expertise.
Thanks for that. Just one question before we move on that acquisition. It's pretty fairly small malls. Are you looking at expanding them and pumping more money into them once it's in your portfolio?
Yes, 100%. So, you know, there would be on the one in Mpumalanga, there's not much more to be added to it. There are some limited things that we can do, but it's got really good tenant mix, and it's really well settled. The Free State one, yes, there's very definitely some redevelopment that would need to happen. Some re-tenanting, some repositioning of tenants, and moving of tenants around within the mix just to get the pedestrian flows working better throughout the mall. But in terms of a massive capital expansion, no, it would be more just to get that asset operating as optimally as it should be, rather than actually going to do a massive capital expansion because of latent demand.
Can you give us an update on the group's other developments, talking internal development pipeline now? I know it might be a broad question, but as mentioned, the last time I spoke was in 2022. We talked a little bit post the riots and how the company was recovering together with the others that had a few of their malls hit. We're not going to talk about riots. It's been several years since then. But your market cap back then was 3.2 billion and now it's over 4.6 billion.
So yeah, certainly, you know, from our side, we haven't sat still. Remember that a lot of the developments, the majority of the developments, are still being done privately through McCormick Property Development, which has got an extensive pipeline, close on 30 assets still to be developed. Between MPD, McCormick Property and Exemplar, we've currently got 94,000 square meters of gross leasable area under construction. And had we had this conversation next week, I would have had the equivalent of a Mall of Africa in the ground, because I'm adding from next week 32,000 square meters. Dan City development will take us up to 128,000 square meters across five developments, four greenfields and one brownfields development that we're currently in the ground with. So, yeah, it is an exciting time for us. I think, you know, we are at a particularly fortuitous time in the cycle. From our side, it's been pretty difficult as a retail developer, particularly since COVID. You know, we had COVID in 2020, then our township and rural had the riots in 2021. And then we've had the load shedding issues and then high interest rates. So it hasn't really been a conducive time for the expansion of retail offerings, even if it is in the underserviced township areas. And now with the interest rates coming down, we've seen a huge uptick in tenant interest in our assets, which have effectively just concertinaed. You know, the pipelines just got backed up as we couldn't develop these last couple of years. And it's really nice to see that, you know, the interest rates coming down has kind of pulled the plug out of that bottleneck, and we're seeing a real rush on all these assets that we've got waiting in the wings for construction. Tenants all signing up for them now. So it's an exciting time on the development side. Exemplar itself is actually doing two developments. So two of the acquisitions I mentioned to you, Etonka Mall. We bought 50% of Etonka Mall, the old Tonkmeter crossing. We're expanding that up to 21,000 square meters. And then we've bought into the Trezuma Mall development, and that's 19,000 square meters. Exemplar's got a 70% ownership in that mall that we're running the development of in Trezuma, is just north of Durban, a big township just north of Durban, 19,000 squares coming there. So those two sit in Exemplar, and then the rest are the McCormick Group deals.
Now, I know you're talking as CEO of Exemplar, but the company are closely related, McCormick being the entrepreneurial side that was started by your dad, pretty much a family business, and you said very entrepreneurial. But even though I haven't covered you directly in a while or the group, I keep an eye on LinkedIn, and you're one busy man on LinkedIn with all the updates on all the pipelines. One interesting post I saw a few weeks ago was a post talking about an expansion in Zimbabwe. Can you tell us a little bit more on that? Is it in the McCormick portfolio?
Yes, very, very definitely. No, we're not going to go and confuse anyone who's any of our shareholders.
So we needed to be clear on that, but it's interesting because it's the same family.
No, very clear. So, Exemplar was set up to hold completed assets in the township and rural space in South Africa. Any offshore stuff, anything more with a different risk profile, won't fit into the investment mandate of Exemplar. So the LinkedIn post you're referring to is the Mall of Zimbabwe, which Zimbabwe is really on the up and up. And the one thing that the hyperinflation that plagued Zimbabwe in the past did do for Zimbabweans was that it showed that property is a really good store of value. So there's a massive amount of interest in the property sector, and a lot of actually hard currency, a lot of dollars chasing access to prime properties, commercial properties, retail properties in Zimbabwe. So there's certainly some, I'm not at liberty to give our full strategy and exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, but certainly we're going to be offering a very interesting platform for investors to invest in country in Zimbabwe. But as I say, that doesn't affect at whatsoever what we're doing here in South Africa. South Africa, we're trucking on as we do, bringing lots of new developments in, looking at a number of acquisitions. And at the moment, Exemplar has 38 assets, retail assets completed under its management control. And we're looking at, being in the high 40s by the end, within a year's time. So it is a booming period of growth for us, not only through our own organic developments, but through third-party acquisitions. And it's a lot to be said for the break that we've got in the interest rates. Just makes things a lot more affordable. We're seeing really nice growth in our tenants' turnover. I think as people's wallets have been slightly loosened up, because we're a very, very overly indebted society, particularly in our end of the market, with everyone having various store cards and whatnot, and certainly we're seeing really strong growth now that we've seen those interest rates come off a bit, more disposable income, and obviously which has led to the retailers' interest in going into areas where they don't currently have a footprint.
Jason, I know it's not Exemplar's development, but I just wanted to ask, I'm not going to ask value, but how big will a Mall of Zimbabwe be?
So we actually did have the market demographers here from South Africa do a qualitative primary research into the market, and that showed that we could in the first phase do 65,000 square meters. We don't have the tenants to do 65,000 square meters unless we convince the South Africans to go up and join their Zimbabwean counterparts. So we're looking at 45,000 square meters as the first phase, and that will then be able to grow up to 75,000 in time. We've got the sufficient land for that expansion. So we're going to go in with four supermarkets, one general dealer, a massive general dealer, and then line shops of about 45,000 squares. That all, it's all, again, leasing dependent, tenant dependent. We need tenants to make these dreams a reality. And over the next kind of 6 months, we'll be working hard on filling all those pieces in, putting the puzzle together, and then getting moving on the Mall of Zimbabwe. We've got equity already in the scheme, and our partners have got equity in the scheme, and we've got interested parties that have committed informally at this stage, enough money for us to get this development built. And from my side, as you would have seen on the post, the most exciting thing for me is there are sufficient tenants for us to do this in Zimbabwe without needing to bother the South African retailers. We honestly believe that 45,000 we can get going without any TFG or Truworths or any of those. And at a later stage, when everyone's more comfortable with the city and the country, we would be able to accommodate them in a phase two.
Thanks for indulging me there, Jason. I know it's not exemplar's project, but just broadly, you kind of hinted at it with interest rates and you gave some insights, but is the township and retail property market, how is it doing? Is it still pumping? You said the uptick is because of interest rates, but you know, that part of the market is still doing better, it seems, than some elements of urban retail.
Well, I don't know if you would have seen the I suppose profit warning that we had to put out, the cautionary that we had to put out as to where our distributions we anticipated being, is obviously more than the 15%, and I think that in itself speaks for itself as to how the market's doing. We're seeing really strong growth everywhere we're doing, everywhere we are, and whether it's indicative of the entire township industry or just because we happen to have well-located stores, really, because we were early movers and got some of the best sites, I can't speak for the others, but certainly from what we're seeing, we're pumping. We're seeing really, really strong growth across all sectors, across all categories. And as I've said previously on another platform, for me, really, it was telling was double-digit growth in fast food, which is a discretionary spend, which means that people, they feel good enough about their future that they can spend on stuff that's not essential. And to the extent that it drove double-digit fast food growth with us. So, I've been quoted in saying that before. So it's nothing price sensitive, which we're in a close period or anything. We're definitely pumping. We're confident where we're going. And if the retailers weren't well, we wouldn't be building 128,000 square meters next week of new retail. Okay. So I think, kind of our performance speaks for itself rather than me giving you just my opinion on whether we're bumping or not.
Thanks for that insight. It's hopefully it's not too much to do with the two pot, but I know the retailers have also benefited from the TERS grant, which it's continuing, thankfully, many say. But it also speaks to that whole township underestimated impact, the informal sector somewhat, even though you play in the informals, in the formal space. The likes of Capitec have been quite vocal about
I fully agree with Capitec. I've been saying for years that the formal economists don't fully understand the space because there is far more money that is circulating around the economies, the township economies, as the rest of the country. There's a lot more cash circulating than I think is getting picked up by any of the current economic bodies.
Thanks, Jason. Jason, before you go, I know we're over time, but a quick question. Another LinkedIn post I saw, you've posted a lot updating your followers, as it were, on LinkedIn about a project that's outside the mall space and the retail space. Michael House, obviously that's one of South Africa's most prestigious private boys school. Can you share a little bit on that project? Is it some sort of a social investment that your family is involved in there?
something along those lines, yes. I was an old boy of the school, and that school fundamentally shifted the way I thought, felt, and operated as a human being. So much for the better that I've always felt like I owed it a debt of gratitude. And so for my sins, I sit on the board of governors of Michael House, and I am the chair of the building and ground subcommittee of that board. And obviously, being a developer is one of my competences, is to help them. We've got a massive capital expansion project on at the moment at the school. And that's the chapel was just one of the, we're doing the boarding houses, the chapel. There's a number of buildings that we are currently upgrading, but obviously the chapel being the spiritual heart of the school, and that was a significant project. So there was a lot of old boys, which was like shock horror, we're going to expand the chapel, how dare you touch the chapel, it's kind of like the sanctuary, it's our spiritual home. And that's why I was fairly comprehensive in my updates, because of the consternation that was amongst the old boys community. It was, how can you touch the chapel? Well, I think we if you saw those, it is a There's a social thing. It's giving back, you know. But for me to give back to the school that gave me so much, it's just something that makes me sleep good at night. You know, knowing that I'm giving back in whichever field. And this one just happens to be at a school.
Fantastic, Jason. I appreciate your time. I know you have to catch the Gau train and a flight, so I really appreciate you being on the podcast. That was Jason McCormick, the CEO of Exemplar Retail.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.